What's the deal? Pickles is everything kosher.
You know it's all kosher.
Skip! Skip! It don't flow like saying Tom Joyner, so I got to hold your name like Skip! What's up, Skeezers?
What's happening, man?
It's Silver Wilkes.
Hello, hi.
And T. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Or as Pebbles call y'all, Jackie Wilkes and Jackie Brown. How y'all Jackie's doing this Friday morning?
Hello, Huggles.
Right. Man, Skip, Silver J, the only thing people were talking about yesterday was that Pebbles interview. And this dude in Dayton said the three of you Jackies was a combination of the closer, Matlock, and Perry Mason. And based on that interview, she's contender number one. And I really want to get into why, but for purposes of this agreement, confidential information prohibits me to do so. That TLC movie really rubbed Pebbles the wrong way. Reverend Pebbles said she was the only one TLC was tithing to. She wasn't the only one TLC was tithing to, and that perhaps L.A. Reid likes chili on his corn dog. Pebbles, at this point, you just need to put out your own TLC movie called The Pebble Story.
Right.
Chickity, she can hire the same actresses for all this. Look, she said it was too early, and can the Tom Joyner morning show call her later? What's a good time to tell Arsenio to give you a call, Pebbles? Skip, Silver J, y'all remember on the Flintstones when Bonnie's son Bam Bam was just saying Bam?
Right.
That's because supposedly Pebbles owned one of the Bams, and poor Bam had to buy his other Bam back. It's a good thing she didn't manage John Witherspoon. Contender number two and three, Kim and Kanye. Skip, Sewell, and Jay, I was happy when Kanye got with Kim Kardashian because I was like, you know, hashtag dark skin brothers winning, hashtag team Akon. But now after seeing that Bound 2 video, I come to a conclusion.
Which is?
I want Kim back with the born light-skinned brother, Chris Humphries. Silver, when Kim was with Chris Humphries, we had 72 days of peace and quiet.
Right, right.
Contender number four, J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, Lord.
For letting Kim and Kanye shoot that video on his property. You let him use the horses and everything, Jay. Shame on you, brother. Contender number five, Cordell Stewart. You better get that Porsche back. Hashtag get that ass back. You complaining about that Porsche coming in the house late? Yet she's pulling in your garage every night. Let her stunt, Cordell. Contender number six, the Washington Redskins, or should I call them the Washington Setterfields? Because the skins are so sensitive, Sybil. Last Sunday when the skins got circumcised by the Eagles, supposedly, an umpire said some offensive words to our offensive tackle, Trent Williams.
Right.
Really? When did the skins get so sensitive to people's feelings? Because they damn sure ain't thinking about the feelings of the Native Americans. All the freaking fans, y'all mofos need to be cussed out. Who knew the N in NFL meant nurse football league? That's what it means. Contender number seven, Trey Riddell, the congressman from Florida who got caught in D.C. buying cocaine, which is the craziest shiggity I've ever heard in my adult life. Somebody from Florida buying drugs in D.C.? That's like Santa Claus leaving the North Pole and going to Toys R Us. What else you leave Florida and buying D.C.? Oranges? Contender number eight, the mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford. After seeing the shenanigans of Mayor Fat Crack, the FBI has expunged Marion Barry's record. Contender number nine, Chris Brown. Chris has got to be the A angriest light-skinned brother I think I know, sir. I think I know. He's like a zero bar. He's dark-skinned underneath of that. Chris supposedly threw a rock at his mother's car window after she told him to stay in treatment. What the Lamar Odom Oldsmobile is going on with Chris? Speaking of Lamar Odom, he's contender number two. Y'all see Lamar's new rap video on TMC?
No.
Sybil, you got to see it. Lamar and his boy are crack rapping in a video. They have no shirts on, Sybil. Google this shit. It is real. Like it's No Shirt November. They look like the black and white rap duo in, you know, the rap Dalmatians in the movie Brown Sugar.
Yes.
That's exactly who. Contender number 11 is DMX. DMX got his 1978 Buick Regal stolen. Mm-hmm. He said he loaned it to a man named Lonnie. Now, I don't know too many Lonnies. That sound like an old, I don't know if it's old or young, Lonnie uh-huh. Young. But he loaned a guy named Lonnie his Buick Regal with the titles so he can sell it. Now, I done did a little hand-to-hand combat back on the days in the block, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what you call a rental rock, Sybil. You know, it's just like the rental cars, but it's in the hood, you know. You know, that's a different form of paint. George Zimmerman, you and your pregnant girlfriend and your baby are the Bammers of the week. I had to put the newborn baby in there.